Test 5, Question 6. As we can see in history, almost every aspect of human society changes over time. Our methods of transportation, communication, social interaction, and even language have changed in large and small ways. Our concept of money has changed as well. Think of payment as an example nowadays. When we think of money, we think of the bills in our wallets, the coins in our pockets, and the numbers printed on our bank books. How many of you would accept two chickens in return for mowing someone's lawn? Probably none of us would. That's because with the evolution of human society, the narrow sense of money, paper bills and coins, has become the only acceptable mode of payment for our everyday needs of goods and services. But it hasn't always been so. There was a time when it was perfectly acceptable, if not preferable, to receive goods and services in return for other goods and services. This was the more broad sense of money. For example, if you needed a roof on your home, you could ask the roofer for a cow in exchange for his work. In such a situation, the cow and replacing the roof were both forms of payment, money in the broad sense of the term. This exchange of goods and services was known as the barter system. Bartering has not completely disappeared, but in modern society, the narrow sense of money, paper and coins, is what fuels the engines of modern economies. Question. Using points and examples from the talk, explain the two definitions of money the professor presents in the lecture.